Shut up and sit down.
This is Off the Walk.
All right. Welcome to another episode of Off the Walk. Today with us, we have Christine Liu that will be joining us and telling us about herself. This is an episode of our dating episode, a series of our dating episodes that we're looking to do. So, Christine, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, I'm just going to have a bunch of questions that I'm going to ask you, and then we'll see how this goes. So, okay. Have you ever been on a blind date before?
So, yes, I have. I guess it was more like a blind date, like kind of setup. So, like, I had a friend, one of her friends, thought that this guy would be like a good match. So we did end up, I think, going out once, and it was okay. But we did get each other's, I think, phone numbers first. So we did text a little bit prior to the actual date. With messaging, you can't really gauge like the chemistry or connection until you actually meet the person in person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So did you get were you able to see some photos ahead of time, or was it really like blind? You didn't know what he looked like?
So I saw a few photos, and we did do like a video call, but it was a very odd video call. And there were some red flags at the initial video call, but then when I look back on it, but.
Okay.
Those were solidified when we actually went out.
Right on. So I guess for this, we're doing a completely blind date.
Yeah, so completely.
You won't know who this person is. You've never talked to this person, even through texting. Kind of tell me what you're thinking right now. Is that something that scares you, or have you gone through something like that before, or is this completely new?
Yeah, so meeting someone without actually even talking to them ahead of time, yeah, no, I've never done that before.
Okay. So are you scared?
No, generally no. I would really hope like you would set me up with someone who's not like a killer or psychopath, but you know, you never know.
I'm hoping that he's not a psychopath. So in terms of a relationship, what are you looking for right now? Something casual, something long-term?
So right now it's probably something more casual, like legit, only because like, it's not so dating. I find dating when you're like older and, you know, having kids and stuff like that, it's not like dating when you're younger, for sure. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of other responsibilities and other things to account for. Like, I just can't like go out on a date with someone, and then, you know, if it works, then I spend all my time with that person. Like, there's none of that puppy love can exist anymore, because you don't have the time for that.
Right.
And based on like schedules, it's not like I could see someone like every single day. If someone was like, oh, I want to hang out with you every day, I'm like, well, no, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if I did meet someone who wanted to hang out with me every single day, that would mean one, they're probably unemployed, two, probably really young, and three, probably just not quite what I'm looking for in this stage of life. So you have to factor in kind of those things. I'm hoping you didn't set me up with like an 18-year-old, like fingers crossed, but you never know.
You never know.
Never know. It's totally fine.
I'm going to say, you know, some men, you know, still act like they're 18. So I don't know, but.
Yeah. So like 100%, I don't mind. I go on dates. I like meeting new people. I like hanging out. I like trying new things. But as far as like long term right now, I can't envision what that would look like for me based on my own personal situation. Because it's not like I can be like, oh, hey, kids, here's mom's new boyfriend, like, every second week, right? Like, yeah, come on. Do I look like, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. So there lies the issues, right? So, I mean, of course, like, one day, everyone, I mean, I would say for everyone, they do want to find that one person who they want to grow old with and, you know, share more memories with. And eventually, hopefully I'll find that, but I'm not like going in and like searching for that right away. But that also is being said, when I do go on dates, I'm not looking for someone who's just going to waste my time. And I feel like I offer that same courtesy as well. Like if I meet someone and I'm just like, yeah, this is not going to work long term, I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to string them along. I'm pretty honest about it. And I feel like that's always a challenge too, because for women, we think, oh yeah, truth is good. So if we tell a guy this, they'll totally understand. No, they don't. They get upset. And they're just like, well, what do you mean? And it's like, well, I don't really see a future. And then like, well, you haven't really given it a chance. I'm like, well,
You can kind of tell, right? After the first couple of dates.
So it's like, it's definitely been tricky in that sense. And it is what it is. I mean, I've actually met a lot of really interesting people. I've had a lot of fun and like I've learned and tried a bunch of new things. So like, it's cool. So it's almost like when you're dating at this age, you're almost looking for almost like a friend slash companion because like, I don't know, because when you've been married for a while, you kind of get stuck in that same rut and routine. And then when you're finally out of it, you're like, oh, wait, this is the opportunity for me to try new things again. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's always interesting. I don't think I've yet to have a terrible, terrible dating experience where I've been like, oh my God, no, I need to like run out the door. Like everyone's been very lovely and very nice. It's just in the long run, it just hasn't really worked out, right? So
yeah, for sure. All right, so that's awesome. There's very lots of information there. So on a first date, how long have they usually lasted for on a first date?
So most of my first dates are usually that's the other new thing about dating in this day and age is all online. You meet people online, you swipe, you get to see pictures, you get a kind of a general idea of what you're getting yourself into. Right. But it's also quite challenging too, because even though you have someone's profile, they're only really writing down like the highlights. It's like Instagram. They're only putting the highlights of themselves on this profile. So it takes a bit of time to sift and kind of like actually learn about that person. And you don't learn that in like one date, right? Usually that's why there's the back and forth with like messaging, but then even messaging, it's very hidden as well, because you're hiding behind like a screen, right?
Yeah.
So generally I try, if I meet someone and like there seems to be that kind of little that genuine kind of connection, then I try to meet someone usually within the first couple weeks just to like meet them in person and see, because definitely, I don't know if how often women do this, but men post like really old photos of themselves. Like I legit had a guy post a photo from like 17 years ago. So when I saw him and I'm like, you know, this is not quite right.
Not quite right.
But then I hear the other side of it. So like I went on a date with this other guy who 100% he refused to take a girl out for dinner because he's like, no, I'll be on the hook for at least 2 hours or like an hour and a half. He's like, and I don't want that. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, I've literally been on a date with someone who did not look like their photo at all. But because he was a gentleman, he stuck through the date. And at the end, he was like, oh my gosh, so not only did I waste like an hour and a half of my time, it cost me like $80 and I'm probably never going to call this person again, right? And the same is for women, right? We're like, man, I'm like, this is why we try to sift a little bit more. And there's always like some red flags. If, you know, you ask a guy that you've been chatting to, oh, can I call you? Like, oh no, I don't talk on the phone. You're like, oh, why not? It's been fun. It's been challenging. Definitely like, so my dating experiences will not be the same for someone who is not in my like kind of situation, right? My friend, she like has no kids, dates, and her dates are way different than mine. It's just funny, but it's just only because like we're attracting kind of the different type of guy.
Right. I mean, I'm new to the, all of that. I'm not on dating apps or anything like that. But I can see where what you're talking about, people hiding and not obviously not stating the truth, right, of who they are. You know, no one's going to really say, "Hey, I'm 18 years old and I live my in my parents' basement." You know.
Oh, I had to sift out I had to sift out guys who still lived in their parents' basements. They said they had roommates, and I'm like, "Okay, you have roommates. Whereabouts in the house are these roommates?" "Oh, well, like I live in the basement." And I'm like, "Okay, are your roommates like your mom and your dad?" And he's just like, "Well, you know, because of COVID, times have been tough." And I'm like,
okay.
You're like, "Sorry, okay, buddy. Okay." I know. I'm like, you know, it's cool. It's cool. If you were like, if I was young and I didn't care, but yeah. I'm like, I need a guy who has a place. I don't know.
For sure. So, are there any things that are like complete deal breakers for you? Anything that's
complete deal breakers? You know, I don't think I've ever really been asked that question. Because I'm pretty open-minded. Like, I know everyone has a past. Everyone has a history. The one thing I find that is a big turnoff for me is when I meet a guy and they're literally bashing their ex. Like, they'll bash their baby mama. They'll bash their, like, ex-wife and just be like, "Oh, my gosh, you're such a cow, XYZ, blah, 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 blah." And in my head, I'm like, okay, so I'm a complete stranger and you're talking really negatively about someone? Like, I don't like that energy. I don't like that vibe. So, like, I have gone on a few dates with a few guys who, like, really had a hate on for their ex. And I'm kind of like, first of all, it's a first date. You really shouldn't be talking about your ex. And second of all, if you are going to be talking about your ex, it's a real red flag to me if you're, like, telling me how terrible they are and how whatever, you're getting screwed over by them. And by all means, they could be. But, like, you shouldn't be, like, airing your dirty laundry to, like, every person who you go on a date with. Like, I'm not a therapist. I'm not your therapist. Yeah. I'm here to, like, go on a date with you. I'm not here to, like, give you, like, therapy advice, right?
That's right. You're so here for a good time. Always, we're here to enjoy the date, yeah. You know? Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. It's always tricky. It's always tricky. I had one guy who was totally, like, just kept bashing his baby mama. And from what it sounded like, I'm like, dude, this girl's actually quite lovely and quite understanding and quite, like, very, like, flexible to your schedule, and you're just like, "No." And I'm like, "Okay, that's cool." And I'm like, "Yeah, I just had to back up."
That's cool. So, where have you usually, where do you usually go on first date?
So it depends. So during COVID, when everything was closed, I went for a lot of walks outside. Those are fun. Usually get a coffee and go for a walk. Usually I try to go out for like a dinner. Like I said, there's a risk though, because sometimes the guy, it'll be a terrible dinner and you're stuck there for like an hour and a bit.
Yeah,
but the nice thing about, I think, my personality is like I usually don't have a problem making conversation. So I can talk about anything that's useless and it'll pass the time pretty well.
Yeah.
So, okay. Generally, if it's not going very well, I'm just going to talk about like crazy stuff. And then the guys, I don't think they really know what to do with it. So they just kind of like go with the flow. And then at the end, it's like, "Oh, do you want to meet up again?" I'm like, "You know, did that really work out?" And they're like, "No."
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. So if the first date like goes badly, would you give it a second chance?
It depends on the circumstance. Because sometimes first dates go bad and it's totally not the fault. Of like, it's usually a situational thing, right? But sometimes the first date, usually it goes bad if I can't have, if I'm talking about random stuff and the other person can't engage back, then there's a problem, right? So I feel like that's just kind of like a our personalities aren't matching.
Right.
And so like, if I go out and with someone who I can't really feel comfortable with talking to, and that person doesn't feel comfortable talking to me with, then generally it's not really going to work. In my mind,
right?
I feel like conversation is very important in any type of relationship. And if during a first date, when you pretty much know nothing about each other and you can't find anything to talk about, there's a red flag. There's a problem, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, how long could you possibly do that for, right? Because you'd be completely silent for...
Exactly, right? Like, you don't even try to make... I went on a date with this one guy one time. He was just quiet. Like, he just ate his food and just stared down at his food. And I was like, okay, like, you do not text the way that you talk. And maybe that's like a texting... Maybe that's a generational thing too, right? Because, I mean, I have gone on dates with guys that are a little bit younger than me. And maybe they don't know how to text. Maybe they don't have to talk. Like, they only know how to text. I don't know, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I hear you on that. I think the younger generation does prefer texting over, like an actual phone call.
And so when it comes time to have a conversation, it's just not fluid, right? So usually a bit of a challenge, because then you're in my head. I'm like, man, do you think I could keep on? Like, I can carry a conversation, but I don't want to talk all the time. Like help me out here.
Right. All right. So, okay. Another question here. So, who do you think should pay on the first date?
So when I've gone out, I don't think I've ever had to pay.
Yeah.
Cause I've usually been invited out, and I feel like if you invite someone out, then like usually they pay. I'm not going to lie. I've never offered to pay. So, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe in this day and age you can like split, but for me, I'm older.
When I was dating, we like as men, I don't know, right? We would always obviously pay for the bill, but I don't know how it works nowadays, so I'm not obviously, but.
Yeah, so I don't know. For me, I don't think I've ever had to pay. I think one time during COVID, I think we ended up meeting at a park for like a picnic, and I picked up the food and the guy picked up alcohol. So it was that's probably the closest split that I've ever really had.
Okay.
But that was communicated ahead of time though. So that was okay.
Okay. That works. So what do you like to do on your free time?
And my free time?
In your free time, yeah.
So I like going out to eat. Like, I like going out and trying new restaurants. I like going to movies. I did go on a date with a guy to a movie once, and it was not a good idea, because then during a movie you can't talk. This is actually why I actually feel like dinner is usually a good first date, because it's like you're in a public place. You have something to talk about, because really at the end of the day, you can just talk about your food, right? There's always like a conversation piece. And you actually have like the ability to talk, because when you go to a movie, you can't talk. Like, you're just literally sitting there. And then afterwards you're like, yeah, so how's the movie? You're like, oh yeah, it was good. Right. Cause you don't want someone yapping in your ear when you're freaking at a movie. Right.
Yeah. No, not at all. All right. Are you more of a outdoors person or indoors person?
So I'm trying to do a little bit of both. I don't mind doing outdoor stuff. So actually during like dating, I've actually met guys who've actually taken me in to try new things. Like, I went to like, the batting cages once, which I didn't even know we had in Calgary, apparently. and then like I've gone fishing, which I've never done. I've done some hiking, and, you know, I think I've gone to the driving range once for a date. And so yeah, a bunch of stuff. And then another time, like, I think the one time, like I'd just go to like, we would just go to Rec Room and play video games, right? Like,
So what, I guess, do you have any pets, or do you like any, like, are you a cat person, dog person? Or
so I'm not a pet person at all. I like have allergies to like dogs and cats. So I'm always very cautious when I go through dating profiles to see who has big animals. Yeah. This one time I did go on a date with a guy, and we were watching a movie at his place, and his cat was like kind of all over me, and I actually had a huge allergic reaction, and I ended up having to leave. Like, I was itchy, I was red, I got hives like everywhere, and he was just like, well, I'll buy you some like allergy medicine. I'm like, no man, like, the mood's over, I'm leaving. Yeah. And I like booked it out of there. And then when he was just like, so like, you know, do you want to meet up again? And I was like, no man, like, I know you like, I know, I'm like, I know you like your cats, and I'm not one to like tell someone that they can't have their animals. Right. But it just was not the right fit for me. That being said, though, I have bobcats living in my backyard right now, so I feel like I've adopted them. So,
yeah, you know, a little bit cat.
Yeah, but they're outdoors, so I don't go near them. Plus, they like will probably attack me. So,
all right.
So not like I have a hate on for pets. I like the animals. I just can't have them. I don't really go near them, only because of the allergies.
So I can relate to that, because I'm also allergic more to cats than dogs, but I am allergic to both. So I know what you mean. I get hives. I start to wheeze. So it's not fun, right?
You have yeah, it's just ugly, man. You're on a date and you're looking like, you know,
not good at all. What kind of food do you like to eat?
So I'm a lover of all foods. So that's the fun thing. So actually that was actually one of my things that when I would go on a date with someone, I always, you know, ask them to suggest a restaurant. And then based on what they picked, usually I can, you know, see a bit of their personality a little bit, right? Like okay. I know a lot of guys will choose like pubs, right? Because they're easy, but they're not really they're not really romantic. And the food is very just like, you know, pretty substandard. And then I'll have some people who'll be like, oh my gosh, I've always wanted to try this like specialty place. I'm like, okay, cool, right? So
yeah.
Okay. you kind of gauge how adventurous they are. So like generally, like I'll be like, oh yeah, you know, the thing is, like, when I get invited on a date, I usually actually let the guy pick the place because usually they're paying for it, right? So then I'm not gonna pick like some bougie crazy restaurant, or I'm not gonna pick something that I know they won't like, right? So I'm considerate like that, kind of.
What's your favorite restaurant then?
So my favorite restaurant in Calgary that I could probably go back over and over again is probably Bridget Bar. I feel like it's a fun, trendy place. The food is good. And it's like centrally located as well.
Yeah.
What I don't like is guys being like, oh yeah, let's go to this restaurant all the way freaking in like Mahogany. And I'm like, yeah, no, it's not cool, man.
It's too far.
Yeah.
I guess I'm central, so I shouldn't complain. But
even for you, it's far. Like, if you had to go down to Mahogany, it's still like 20 minutes for you.
It is. It's the other end of like the city, right?
So yeah.
it is on the edge.
Yeah.
How many siblings do you have?
I have two sisters and a brother.
Okay. And what would your dream job be?
Oh, so on the radio, they're saying there's this candy company that's hiring for like a candy taster. I would be like the candy taster.
Okay. So you got a sweet tooth.
Oh, I have sweet tooth. All I want to do is eat candy all day, and I'll probably get sick and die from it. But you know what? It'll be worth it.
Okay. What would your perfect vacation look like?
So perfect vacation is probably a mix of like adventure and beach. In my head, it's probably always been Hawaii, because Hawaii has so many different ecosystems in one small spot. Even though I've never been, it's still on the list, but I feel like I've learned enough about Hawaii that I have to get there eventually. But I think Hawaii is a good combination of like outdoorsy stuff, but then like nice beaches and good water and then good food, right? So that's always a big thing as well. So
absolutely. And yes, Hawaii is definitely a very nice place. What would the perfect morning look like?
The perfect morning? I probably would. Honestly, my perfect morning is kind of quiet. If I could wake up and not have any screaming or yelling or fighting or demands from little people from asking me for stuff, that is usually pretty perfect.
Yeah, I agree.
And like not having to get anywhere at a set time. Like the kids are in summer camp this week. Oh my God. It's like they're back at school again, right? So I'm like rushing to get out the door, rushing to get ready for work. And then of course, like every time we leave, like we forgot this and forgot that. And I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like running back and forth. And then of course, when they get home, half their shit's missing. And I'm like, oh God.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
What are you always game for?
I'm always game for going out and eating. Like if you're like, hey, it's 3 a.m, let's go get some like, you know, dim sum somewhere. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm on it.
All right.
So if you're like, hey, let's go out and get something to eat, I'm always like, for sure. Like I'm there.
Awesome. And what do you do to unwind?
So my thing that I really like enjoying too, I just like listening to music and discovering like new artists. So I'll just kind of go through, I mean, Apple Music's lovely because like when you search a person, they like give you recommended other like similar artists. So then I kind of go down that rabbit hole and, you know, music is very calming for me. So I enjoy that.
Okay.
I try doing reading, and reading is good, but it's a commitment. And sometimes the book sucks, and then you're like, oh, do I finish it or whatever? But at least with a song's like 2 or 3 minutes. If you don't like it, you skip. It's good.
That's true.
I know. And someone told me, like, yeah, someone told me, like, get into audiobooks. And I'm like, all right, I can try that.
That's true. I'm too lazy to read a book. I prefer an audiobook. You can speed it up at least, right? You can go like two or three times faster.
It's true.
What's the silliest fear that you have?
The silliest fear that I have? Let me think. I'm probably sure there's something.
Or are you scared of anything? Are you scared of the dark?
I think everyone's scared of something. I'm scared of everything, but then nothing at the same time, right? Like,
yeah.
Right? Like, it's like, no, I mean, like, bugs and stuff don't bug me. Heights really don't really bug me that much either, because I'm kind of like, well, if I die, if I fall, I'm going to die anyways. Not the height that's going to kill me, right? It's just like destiny, right? The weirdest irrational fear that I have, I think actually it happened to me like a few weeks ago, because I was driving down to the States to see my sister. And we're on the highway in the U.S. And, you know, like the highway, the U.S. highways have way more of those like logging trucks. And I literally was behind one of those like logging trucks, and it totally like got me to like final destination. I'm like, I'm going to get killed by one of these logs. It's going to shoot through the window. And my sister was beside me. She's like, Christine, you need to calm down. I'm like, no, man, we need to change lanes. Like, we need to change lanes now.
It's funny because that does play out in my head sometimes.
Right? I literally was behind this like logging truck because we were like in Idaho. So it was like very, very like country. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, we're like driving. I'm like, oh my God, there's like this massive logging truck full of logs. It doesn't look secure. It's looking like it's shaky. I'm like, we need to change lanes or pass this guy. Like, it's just not cool.
Yeah. Like, pass this guy now.
I know. Okay. Like, we're passing now.
Household chore, which one is the worst?
Oh my God, all of them. I hate cleaning. I hate cleaning. All of them. I hate doing it. I hate it. Like, I don't know. I put it off as much as I can. And I don't know. If I won the lottery, honestly, the first thing I would do, I would hire a cleaner just to clean my house, and she would come back every second day. Like, I don't mind cooking. I don't mind like laundry. I don't even mind doing, but actually like the cleaning, oh, I hate it. I'm just like the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pick a chore. I hate them all.
Pick a chore, hate them all. Okay.
Yeah.
What, do you have any odd talents?
No, it's like one of those things where it's like, I don't know. I can, what is an odd talent? I can burp on command.
Yeah, that's an odd talent, right?
Right?
I don't think anybody can do that, right? I don't know. I don't think everyone can do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really think I have like a weird, everyone's like, oh, you know, everyone has like their special talent. I'm like, yeah, I'm just like mediocre at everything. But yeah, I'm like, yeah.
All right. What are you most grateful for?
Always family and friends. Always. Okay. Family and friends are always good. Everyone who I surround myself around has always been lovely. Like, I don't know. I feel like during like the separation, you know, you feel alone, but then your friends and family who are good to you, they always stay with you and they don't let you fall into that hole of like, you know, self-pity and that kind of stuff. And I don't know, I just learned that, you know, it's just better to surround yourself with like positive energy and positive vibes, and you know, good things happen, right?
For sure. So if you knew you were going to die in a year, what would you change about how you live right now?
Oh, I would continue to blow. Oh, well, actually, I pretty much live like I'm going to die next year. I will continue to blow all my money and just do like go traveling and do experiences and like, you know, indulge in food. I very rarely exercise because it hurts. And I'm like, why am I doing this to my body? Like, the bacon never gave me like back pain.
No.
Yeah. The big thing, I would probably quit my job. That's what I would probably do.
Quit your job. I think a lot of people, that's like the top of the list. Like, just quit your job and go travel, right? Get out of here.
Yeah, quit my job, just go spend time and do things that I wanted to do. And it's the thing, it's not even like I hate my job. I actually like my job. It's fine. But my job takes up too much of my time. And when I say that, I'm a princess. I only work 3 days a week, but still, it takes up too much of my time.
All right. So one last question. It says, what do you care least about?
I care least about what other people think about me. So I feel like when you're younger, you know, you try to like fit in, you try to do things to appease others. When at the end of the day, no one really cares, right? Yeah. And the only person who should care is yourself. And like, I'll like, you know, I dress the way I dress. I, you know, do the things I do. And I do those things because I want to do them for myself.
Yeah.
Like I don't, yeah. I think I stopped doing things for other people because I realized like at the end of the day, the most important person is yourself to yourself, right? Like if you're not happy, you can't make anyone else around you happy, right?
Yeah,
and then like, sure. I'll be like, you know, I'll like, I don't know. Like, what was the example? I'll be like, yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, I really like this outfit. I'm going to buy this for this. Like, well, why are you buying that? You know, who are you trying to impress? I'm like, no, I'm like, I'm not impressing anyone. I'm impressing me. I see myself in the mirror the most. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not here to like impress anyone. It's just like, I want to be satisfied with myself. And I think, you know, not caring what other people think. Like, that's like the most important thing because people are going to judge like 100%, right? Like, even like when I go on dates, I'm sure these guys are like, oh my God, this girl's like super high maintenance. She blabs all the time, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, yeah, that's cool. That's your opinion. I'm not going to tell you to change it. I'm like, but at the end of the day, like, I don't really care what your opinion of me is because like, I'm still just going to do what I want to do because that makes me happy, right?
Yeah, for sure. No, I think that's a good thing because, you know, you just got to care. The one person that you should care about is yourself, right?
Yeah. So. Like, of course, I care about my kids and my family, but at the end of the day, yeah. Like, I have to teach them that, like, it's okay if someone says something that's not so nice about you because, like, they don't know the entire situation. And honestly, like, when they say things that aren't nice, you don't know their entire, like, they don't know the intent of what they were saying either, right? So It's just kind of like, you know, the world would be a nicer place if people weren't so judgy.
For sure.
Or if people didn't care if other people judge them, right? Like, I don't know. It's both.
Yeah, it's a little bit of both, for sure. Well, that's all I got. Thank you very much again, Christine, for being on here. And I'm definitely looking forward to seeing how this all works out with you and the date. So for everybody else, stay tuned and see what happens, because I'm definitely excited to see how things work out, for better or for worse. But you know, I think the intent again is to walk everyone through this experience, kind of learn a little bit. I don't think we always get to see that side of, you know, we'll always get that one perspective where maybe it's through your friends and whatnot, but it's always that one side, and we'll never get the other side because it. You know, I think as sometimes if you go on dates, and again, I haven't been on dates for a long time, but if you go on a date, you're going to tell your side of the story, and they won't get to hear that side, but they never get to hear the other side. It could have been completely opposite of what you said, but you know, I mean, that's how it is. So this would be an interesting take and seeing how things work out. So again, thank you very much for coming on.
Yeah, no, thank you. Awesome.
I know,
I'll talk to you after.
Yeah, for sure. So stay tuned for that. So until next time, come walk with us.